It's time for another edition of Struds On Pocket Squares.
No, I got to be more aggressive. Pull it out. Show the whole world what I got. Another 3-4 inches for sure.
Car Wash Wands.
The time is almost to the point where I put the loonie in. I run around and grab my stick, start blowing the water all over the place, and she gone.
Raves.
I'm not a huge DJ guy. I mean, I guess if you hand me a couple glow sticks and a tight white t-shirt that, you know, I can get wet, maybe I'd be into it.
It's time for Struds On.
The greatest part about this is watching Brandon's reaction to Struds On, and the engine's just shaking his head at some of the stuff you say.
He's like, I got to get a new job. You hadn't heard that one about the glow sticks, Brandon, or you agree with me? I actually have never been to a rave, so I've only imagined it. Fantasies about it. Maybe one day I can go. All right, let's talk about big hits. You know, I didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday, but there was a massive hit. You know what's coming. Florida versus Carolina, early minutes. I think it was the first 2 minutes of the game or three. It was, let's just say it was very early. And Jacob Slavin, who's a big man, was coming around the net, and Sam Bennett saw him, tracked him, and went through and did a perfect hit, clean as can be hit. But that is one of the hardest hits I've ever seen. And, you know, especially in this new world of clean hitting, right? We're not talking about Scott Stevens and all the hits that happened back there, not to single him out, but the hits back then were a little bit more to the head. He literally, Sam Bennett goes, tucks his arm down and skates right through the guy, shoulder on chest. And I've been hit like that. And it literally feels like you just stop. You go dead in your tracks. And then what's crazy is that not only did he go dead in his tracks, guys, but he actually went backwards. He was thrown against the wall. And I don't actually think the throw against the wall, and he didn't hit the wall that hard. I don't think that actually was the problem. I think the initial contact, that is what caused all the problem. That hit is a work of art. And let's just call it what it is. Hitting is a skill. It is an unbelievable skill to be able to time it, pull it off, have the strength, the balance, all that in one package, and then run a guy who's bigger than you, not run, but hit a guy who's bigger than you and, you know, causing some damage. Now, I hope that Jacob Slavin is okay eventually here. He wasn't okay in that moment. And there is risk in sport. There is risk in playing any sport. That was not a direct hit to the head. Was there some issues? Yes, there was. But that's the risk in sport. There's always going to be risk in sport. And I actually applaud people. There was no one who was saying that was a dirty hit. He should be kicked out of the game or suspended or anything like that. There's just risk when playing the game. And I believe those hits are clean and should be in the game. And I'm not even going to say that Jacob Slavin had his head down. I don't think he really saw him coming as he came around the net. And Sam just timed it so perfectly that he absolutely just, oh, it hits all. And the one that he hit him so hard. And that I got hit in junior one time. I went to hit a guy. And this guy was built like a fire hydrant, but five times wider. It was like hitting a muscular SpongeBob SquarePants. That's what it was like. And I hit him, and honestly, I honestly thought that my chest cavity had collapsed, had been caved in, because he was so strong. And I never forgot that. And that was when I was 18 or 19. For years after, I still think that that's the hardest. And I tried to hit this guy. That's the scary part. I just actually coached against him the other day. Our kids played hockey against each other. He came up to me and said, hey, I think it was like Bushnevich. I'd have to look the name up. He played for Saskatoon. He was so, so strong. And, I didn't have the issue that the big guy had here, but I tell you what, Greg, those types of hit, man, they're stunners. And it's such a skill. It's not dirty. It's a skill play.